Consumers are shopping early for deals this holiday season. That's why you need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and put in code HOWIE3 at checkout.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Boston is ready to roll out the red carpet for the Royals. They have a 3-day trip that will take place this week, and it's all centered on climate.
Oh, my God. Who the hell cares?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Now to the race for Chicago mayor. Current mayor, Lori Lightfoot.
Mayor of Chicago, Lori Lightfoot.
It's showtime.
Reach voters all across the city to remind them not only what we've done over the last 3.5 years, but what our vision is for the next 4, and why the only rational choice is to return me to office.
The word on the street is that you guys aren't allowed to be liberal anymore. Is that the case?
I don't think we ever were liberal.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Do you know where the royal couple is going to be tomorrow? My daughter just sent me an email. Somerville. On social media, people are saying, and I was planning to go to Market Basket tomorrow. And, you know, the thing is, that's one of the smallest Market Baskets I've ever been in. It's the old Johnny's Food Master, I think. And, I mean, but surely the Duke and Duchess or the Earl and Earlette or whatever the hell they are, they're not going to be at Market Basket, are they? They're not going to be at Teal Square or right down from Teal Square.
Even do a Winter Hill walking tour or something like that?
Yeah. This is where Stevie Hughes came and Connie Hughes came out of the shadows, and they shot Buddy McLean. They shot Buddy, and Tony Blue took one for Buddy, but it wasn't, he survived. And God, what? Oh man,
is that red line paint? No.
And this was where they kept the boilers, you know, that they used on the hits, right at the top of the hill. This is where they stole the ring off of Indian Joe's body after the hit. I don't think they're going to want any of those Winter Hill memories that many of us recall back in the day. 844-500-4242. I'm so happy I'm down here. There's so many reasons to be happy. But, it's horrible enough to have to put up with a traffic jam for an elected official. But for some welfare recipient from a foreign land, who needs it? Anyway, 844-500-4242. You know, the World War II Navy veteran, a member of the Greatest Generations, Doug Bryant. He wrote The Navy Gave Me Shoes, a great book about his service. He was in the submarines, and he stayed in the Navy for years afterwards. And he always called the show, was a listener. And the book's a great book, The Navy Gave Me Shoes. He died earlier this month, the day after the midterms. He was 96. And I just got an email from his granddaughter, Amanda. Let's see. I'm informally inviting you to Doug's celebration of life I'm having tomorrow night at Breakaway. That's Breakaway, 221 Newberry Street in Danvers. I think that's where he lived, in Danvers, North Shore. However, I heard that might be a bit of a challenge. Yeah, it would be a bit of a challenge. My grandfather wanted a huge party with only happy memories and no one mourning. He talked about you all the time, and I knew he would have loved for you to be there, but your staff is welcome along with an announcement on the air. Thursday night, that's tomorrow night, December 1st, at Breakaway, 221 Newberry Street, Danvers, Mass., 6 to 10, food, drinks, entertainment, all welcome. There will also be raffle baskets I'm making to try and sell tickets to raise money for Doug's daughter, Susan, who was you know, she has a disease. Hopefully, she and her two roommates at her group home could do something special along with the staff. All around, this should be a fun night, because that's what I was asked, because I'm an employee at Breakaway and always the party planner. I must keep my promise and deliver. Thanks, Howie. Any friends of Doug's there, you know, this is a good night to remember him. There are not many members of the Greatest Generation left, but Doug was a great guy, and he should be remembered. And you know, I could just imagine him saying, I don't want anybody weeping the buckets for me. Just enjoy my life. He lived 96 years, 96 good years. He was driving almost to the very end. And he made the decision that, you know, he had had enough, didn't want to suffer anymore, didn't want the oxygen tents, didn't want the walker, et cetera, et cetera. So he went out on his own terms. He was a great, great guy, Doug Bryant. So his party, his celebration of life is tomorrow night at Breakaway in Danvers, Mass. It's 221 Newberry Street, 6 to 10. So if you want to make it up there, I'm sure it'll be a good take. I tweeted out the story from Daily Caller about the Biden administration confirms it wants taxpayers to pay for sex change operations on minors. And again, it's not a pleasant read, but I feel like, you know, we ought to know what's going on, all of us, how bad it is. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 202-205 says, you can't vote until you're 18, join the Army until 18, driver's license 16 and 18, alcohol at age 21. It used to be 18, but they decided nobody could handle it. And they were right, you know, they were right. People are not mature enough to handle any of those things. However, a 13-year-old changing his or her gender is fine because they clearly would be mature enough to think about all of that. I know. It makes no sense. And I think someday history will look back on this with a very unfavorable view to how society was operating. It'll be like the witch trials in Salem in the 17th century. And you know, many other horrific moments in human history. This is not going to be looked upon favorably, I don't think. I'm positive it's not going to be. 844-500-4242. I wanted to just take a little different approach here the last few segments, and just, you know, there's certain things that I think all of us like to, stories that we tend to go to cheer us up. You know, like I used to work for this company that the stock price is now down to 29 cents today. That always cheers me up. I'll really be happy when they file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy or they're delisted from the New York Stock Exchange, which I'm thinking about writing a letter to the New York Stock Exchange saying, hey, pal, it's ready. It's time to delist these people. But we all have these, we like to read stories that, you know, about things that we like. One of the things I like to read, other than, you know, my old company going down the tubes, is Hollywood movies tanking, especially serious, I'm using the air quotes again, serious Hollywood movies tanking. And there are no serious movies are doing anything this year, and it's really entertaining. It gets me thinking. I want to ask everybody, we can talk about the last serious movie you saw or just about the last movie you went to. And you know, for a long time I've done this, you know, occasionally over the years, this segment, and I can always remember the last movie I went to at the theater. I've now reached the point I can't even remember. And, you know, people give me grief and they say, you watch those stupid movies on YouTube. You watch Boston Blackie or The Falcon or some, you know, 61-minute movie that was made in 1937, Philo Vance. You know what? They're better than these movies. I'll tell you that. 844-500-4242. I got a list of these movies. I'm going to read them as we go through the hour here. John Nolte wrote a column today, How Woke Hollywood Killed the Oscar Movie. There was a time when Oscar heat meant big bucks at the box office, when Oscar talk would boost a movie no one was paying any attention to into profitability and beyond. Again and again, what was known as the Oscar effect would kick in and cash registers would clang. would be BAFO, B-O, as Variety would say, BAFO box office. Believe it or not, there was a time when the Oscars were trusted as an imprimatur of quality, a reliable signal of something special, and as guaranteed bang for the hard-earned buck. Those days are behind us. And then they just go down. So everybody, the people are going to Top Gun Maverick, or they're going to the Black Panther superhero movie. But, you know, the rest of these movies that they're talking about, they're just unbelievably, I mean, I just can't imagine anyone's going to see them. And you know what? No one is going to see them. The first one, by the way, Strange World, I mentioned that earlier. That's an animated Disney film, and it's totally tanked because it has a gay teenage love theme. Not pederasty, but they're teenage boys. So they spent, like, between marketing and, you know, all the special effects, and animation tends to be expensive if it's good, if it's complicated. They spent between $300 and $400 million, and they made $18 million back in the first week. And you're supposed to make a huge percentage of your overall gross in the first weekend, and they made $18 million back on a $300 to $400 million investment. So that's tanked. But the one that really got me thinking about this was She Said. And She Said is a movie about how these intrepid reporters for the New York Times. Pardon me for laughing in your face, just for here as a Hollywood producer, and I hear that pitch.
Get out of here.
Come back with a Boston Blackie remake for me. Two intrepid reporters breaking the what's his name? Not Epstein. Who's the other one? Harvey Weinstein story. Now this is absurd on multiple levels, but it's absurd on the most multiple the basic level is this story was broken in 2017. So these reporters are being lionized for the reports they did for the New York Times in 2017. In 2004, they had an earlier reporter, a female reporter, who had a story about how he had put on his head of production in Italy, Harvey Weinstein, for Miramax. And you know what the guy's job was, his real job? He was a procurer of women for Harvey Weinstein. And this reporter had the story totally put together, totally nailed down, and the New York Times refused to print it. So now they want to take a victory lap. It's like Brandon saying, I've cut the price of gasoline. I mean, it's ridiculous. So they said, oh, this is going to be a great movie. This is going to be the best journalism movie since All the President's Men. You know how much it's grossed? $4 million in 2 weeks. I want to know who went to it in the first place. Anyway. 844-500-4242. I want to know what movies you've been to lately, or if you've been to any movies lately. And I'm going to read you the synopses of these movies that are in this list. Talk about absurd. You know what it reminds me of something, though? I used to read reviews on the weekends. When the papers would come out on Thursday or Friday, I'd read the reviews and I'd decide what movie I was going to. First, I stopped going to movies, but I still kept reading the reviews. I can't remember the last time I read a review. Can you? And I'm not even, I wouldn't trust a reviewer anyway, because they'd be woke as a sports writer. But, you know, I mean, I don't go to movies anyway. And number one, I can't imagine a movie I'd be interested in now. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. We're coming up on the holidays, and let's be real. Between hectic holiday travel, stressing out over getting that family recipe just right, and dealing with that uncle's politics that are, well, just wrong, the last thing you want to worry about is finding a great gift for everyone on your list. So in the spirit of giving, here's my go-to gift idea. Premium audio products from Raycon. Raycon's wireless earbuds, headphones, and speakers offer premium sound, useful features, and almost custom comfortable fit, and up to 54 hours of battery life. They start at half the price of other premium audio brands. And next month, That's which is tomorrow. Raycon will start a countdown to Christmas with a new pop-up flash deal for you to take advantage of every single day. The Raycon website will also offer free shipping, free returns, and buy now, pay later options, plus a 30-day happiness guarantee, and you will be happy. Once you get your Raycon earbuds, you can test old music that you haven't heard in years. Today I was listening to Grateful Dead, Working Man's Dead and American Beauty. What a great album. Started thinking about it yesterday when I was thinking about Casey Jones and Hunter Biden and the rail strike, but it's just great. Raycon earbuds are the perfect gift. Right now, you can get 15% off site-wide plus free shipping with code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/Howie. That's code HOLIDAY at buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Be a part of the show. Call 844-500-4242. And mind your manners.
People lose teeth talking like that. If you want to hang around, you'll be polite.
The Howie Carr Show will return in a moment.
You regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Oh, Uncle John's band. I'm telling you. You know, I gave a lot of grief to Jerry Garcia in his dying days and all the hippies hanging out in the West End next to the Garden and defecating on the streets, the followers, but those were great albums. And listen to them on your Raycons. Get those Raycon in your ears, and you won't be bothering anybody else. You won't be bothering your kids. The kids won't be asking, Dad, did you wear sandals? Were you a hippie? Just listen to it on your own. Give them a set so they can listen to some crappy Mariah Carey Christmas music or something. I don't know what the hell they want to listen to. Today's poll question is brought to you by Rizzo Insurance. When was the last time you had someone audit your insurance to see if you're getting the most coverage for your money? Contact Dan or Paul Rizzo at RizzoInsurance.com. They have helped me and my staff, and they can help you save money, too. Get the Rizzo Insurance audit at no charge, no obligation. RizzoInsurance.com. Jared, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who does the deep state fear most right now? Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, or Elon Musk?
Elon Musk, no question in my mind.
Musk is back in the lead at 42%.
Wow, it's been up and down all day long. This is a good poll, I guess.
DeSantis is at 41%.
Ooh.
And Donald Trump still at 17%.
All right, 844-500-4242. Let's take a couple of calls here before the break, and then I'm going to read you. I want to read you the plot outlines of some of these movies that they thought were going to be box office smasheroos. Bill, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bill.
Captain.
Yes.
Well, we're not living in the free state of Florida up here, so a night out at the movies is still a big deal. So. Been trapped in the house forever, but I've been to two since the pandemic.
Yeah.
Top Gun and Where the Crawdads Sing. You would love that. But they're different, Captain. You can get a beer, you can have popcorn, and you sit in a big comfortable chair.
I know, I went to, you know, one of those, I can't remember what the movie was. I went to it at Chestnut Hill at the theater when they brought in these meals, and they were supposedly good meals. The meals sucked, by the way. But you're right, the chair was comfortable. But you know what happened, Bill? I dozed off. But I guess that's better though than the old chairs where it was harder to doze off. So I guess that is an improvement. But I think, you know, Top Gun is one of those movies that's like, you know, in the 60s, people in our age group, they said, I haven't been to a movie since The Sound of Music. Now Top Gun is the 21st century version of The Sound of Music. It's the movie everybody's been to. We're going to talk about movies you've been to recently or when you stopped going to movies. And again, I'm going to read you the plot synopses of all these movies that they thought were going to be box office smashes, and they were going to bring home Oscar. Oscar's not coming through that door for any of these movies, I don't think. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Any idea if the royal couple will be taking a tour of Mass and Cass? Hey, things are looking up. That's what Michelle Wu said. Limerick guy says, the last time I went to a movie theater was to watch Jaws, and I'm proud of it.
They should take the Royals to a Boston City Council. 508,
my last movie was 1917 in January 2020, just before the Wuhan flu. I'm all set, thanks. See, 1917, that I did read a review of that. That's about trench warfare in World War One. It seemed kind of an interesting concept, but do you really want to see a movie about trench warfare in World War One? You know, doesn't sound like a date night, you know, special. Kind of like Till. That's one of the movies that Till is named after Emmett Till, who was lynched. He was this black kid who was lynched in 1955 in Mississippi for whistling at a white woman. I mean, again, it's a horrible thing that happened, and I've read a lot about it. I've read a lot about lynchings, but do I really want to go out and spend that kind of money to see that movie? No more than I wanted to see 1917. Okay, I'll read one more, and then we'll go back to the phone lines. This is another one that got a lot of Oscar play. Till has made $8.7 million, and the next one is The Banshees of Inisherin, I don't know. On a remote island off the coast of Ireland, I've already moved on, but I'll continue reading. Padraic is devastated when his buddy Colm suddenly puts an end to their lifelong friendship. With help from his sister and a troubled young islander, not a happy young islander, a troubled young islander, Padraic sets out to repair the damaged relationship by any means necessary. However, as Colm's resolve only strengthens, he soon delivers an ultimatum that leads to shocking consequences. It's hard to believe this is real. Is this in Gaelic with English subtitles? Because I really dig those movies.
There's a female character in there named Siobhan. It's like somebody said, hey, let's look up Irish names on Google and see what we come up with and name the characters that.
Is there anyone named Aoife? I always wanted to go to a movie with a guy named Flan in it. That's Red. Flan O'Brien. He was a famous column. That wasn't his real. Okay, anyway. Then next we have Tar. One more. Tar. That Tar has done $5.4 million. Renowned musician Linda Tar. Okay, I'm out. Unless it's I'll go to see Chuck Berry movie, maybe. But I'm not going to see renowned musician Lydia Tar is days away from recording the symphony that will elevate her career. When all elements seem to conspire against her, Lydia's adopted daughter, Petra? Why do they have these names? Why aren't they named Lydia? Why didn't she name her daughter Tina? Becomes an integral emotional support for her struggling mother. Oh, boy. Tar has done $5.1 million at the box office. And then there's She Said about
struggling.
About the intrepid New York Times reporters. Ugh. I think the really intrepid New York Times reporter was the one in 2004 that got the story nailed down about Harvey Weinstein hiring a pimp, and then the newspaper wouldn't publish it. That's more New York. That's a true New York Times type story, like Walter Duranty winning the Pulitzer Prize for covering up for Joe Stalin. Dennis, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dennis.
Hey, Howie, love you guys. I'm calling about a movie. Well, it was a book a friend of mine gave me when I was, I think, 40 years old. He gave it to my birthday. And it was called A Walk in the Woods by Bill Bryson. And it actually made me move from Massachusetts to North Carolina. And Robert Redford starred in this movie. And I'm not a fan of Robert Redford. But he's doing a good job. It's about walking. It's about walking the Appalachian Trail, and it was a great movie.
That was the last movie you saw, Dennis?
Yeah, I don't even know what year it was. It was many years ago. Probably.
I know. We all are in this situation where we can't remember these movies because it was so long ago. Thanks for the call, Dennis. I appreciate it. Okay, 844-5...
That was 2015, A Walk in the Woods came out.
Oh, that wasn't that long ago. Hey, that wasn't nearly that long. Okay, so the next one we come to here on the list of box office-worthy movies, we're going in declining box office receipts here. She Said has got 4.3 million. The next one is Triangle of Sadness, 4 million. Can you imagine them greenlighting a movie in the golden age of Hollywood that had sadness in the title? First of all, we're going to change it to the Dawn of Happiness. The Twilight of Sadness. Listen to this. This plot may be familiar to you. A cruise for the super rich sinks, leaving survivors, including a fashion model celebrity couple, trapped on an island. I've seen that movie. Just sit right back in your ear, Dale. A tale of a fateful trip. Is Sherwood Schwartz, does he have a piece of this movie? Is he suing for plagiarism here? Is he still around? The producer, the executive producer of Gilligan's Island?
Woody Harrelson's in that movie.
Woody Harrelson?
He's Captain Thomas something.
Skipper! Skipper! That's made $4 million, The Triangle of Sadness. Baxter, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Baxter.
Hi, Howie. Always a pleasure. I just saw a movie last week. I've been looking forward to it. So I'm a history buff. It's called Devotion. You know about the story?
No, I don't. What's it about?
Well, it's a true story. It's about Ensign Jesse Brown, the first black aviator in military history, and Lieutenant Tom Hudner. It takes place in the Korean War. Long story short of a synopsis, Jesse Brown was from Mississippi, went to Ohio State, joined the Navy in 48, became the first naval aviator in the history. He was black. Tom Hudner went to Andover up in Andover Academy, went to the Naval Academy. They both ended up on the USS Leyte, I think it's spelled L-E-T-E, in the Korean War.
Yeah, Leyte Gulf, probably, yeah.
Yeah, and they were both on the same BF-32 squadron, flying F-4U Corsairs.
Yeah.
And during the Battle of the Chosin Reservoir, when the 1st Marine Division was pinned down by the Chinese, they flew a mission to for close air support. Jesse Brown got shot down, and Hudner, his wingman, circled around, saw that he was trapped in the plane, but he was still alive, so he crashed his own plane to try to save Jesse. Unfortunately, Jesse was pinned in the fuselage. He ended up dying, and then Hudner was picked up. And initially, they were gonna court-martial him for destroying government property, but then Harry Truman found out about the story. He ended up being awarded the Medal of Honor, and he lived his life until 97 years old and passed away in Concord, Massachusetts.
Wow, that's an interesting story. Was there anybody at the theater, by the way?
You know, Howie, what's really sad is it looked like I'm 66, and everybody in the theater looked like they were Korean War vets. There was no young people younger than me.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's the thing. I mean, none of these movies, that sounds like an interesting movie. But again, it's kind of depressing. And, life has become so depressing. I mean, I can't imagine. That sounds like a much better movie than Tar or She Said, but I don't know if I would even go to that. Matt, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Howie. I just want to say, I just don't really go to any of the movies that are modern. I only go to when they show like a classic movie like North by Northwest or Home Alone or any of these other movies, or you can get just about any movie, like Back to the Future,
yeah.
Anytime there's a classic movie, I'll go and see it. I lived in Texas for 8 years in Alamo Draft House. They would have screenings. They'd have screenings of classic movies. But I won't go to anything modern anymore.
No, I don't either. I don't either. I just can't. I can't see going to any of those movies. I just got. One of my neighbors gave me two copies of Vanity Fair magazine. Again, we're back to magazines that aren't worth reading anymore. So I went through. I just looked through the table of contents of two issues, recent issues of Vanity Fair. You know, the only thing I found that I wanted to read in either issue about the architecture in Alfred Hitchcock movies. That's the only thing I was interested in, just because he mentioned Alfred Hitchcock movies. I still, you know, he's a fascinating character. He still fascinates me. He had more talent in his pinky fingernail than any of these idiots have that are still out there. Johnny, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Johnny.
Hey, Howie. Previous call just stole my thunder. We, a group of my friends, we went to see the movie Devotion last night. It's about the Leyte, the USS Leyte,
yeah.
Because my father served aboard the Leyte, and that's why it was really it's cool because I saw to see it the CGI of the ship because I have all the pictures of the ship. My dad had all sorts of film and stuff, and Tom Hutton was actually born in Fall River, and he retired when he died. He was living in Concord, but he is the first Medal of Honor winner in the Korean War, and. His son works for MedFlight New England. He's the CEO of MedFlight New England. Yeah, and because my best friend, one of his sons, is he works for MedFlight New England, and he actually I gave him my dad's baseball hat at CV-32 on it, USS Leyte. Yeah,
you know it's interesting that the black guy's name is Jesse Brown. Wasn't Jesse Brown the candidate on Cape Cod in the Cape against Keating? I think he was. Yeah. It's the same name. Who was there? Anybody at the theater, Johnny, or was it deserted again?
It was last night. We went up to Patriot Place. I had a group of five of my friends, and there was about 15 people in the audience. But on a Tuesday night, it's $8.75. So you can't beat that, Howie.
Whoever thought you'd say you can't beat $8.75? I used to go to in the 70s. I used to go to Fenway Park and sit in the bleachers for $3. And you know what? You know why? Because it was cheaper than going to a movie, and you could drink beer, but you couldn't drink beer in the movies in those days. Thanks for the call. So Devotion seems like a decent enough movie. 844-500-4242. We'll take some more calls. When we come back. I still got to read you some. Plot synopses for some of these movies. I've got about The Bones and All, The Fablemans, and the big one of all, After Sun. After Sun. Sounds kind of dark, After Sun. Biden is still the president. The red wave not happening was not what the stock market was expecting or hoping for. The pre-election rally in equities may be over. So much bad news, diesel fuel shortages, the rail strike, which they may have solved, the war in Ukraine, the invasion of the southern border, the fentanyl crisis. There are so many problems, and it seems the outlook looks so grim. And all of these are reasons for you to move to protect your assets as we move into this dark future. In times of political and economic crisis like we're in now, historically, investors have turned to precious metals. You need to think about doing the same. Tangible assets, gold and silver. Monetary gold makes the process easy. What we are seeing is a once-in-every-generation opportunity. Some analysts predict gold going as high as $5,000 an ounce. A network analyst is predicting $15,000 in 3 years. Monetary Gold has a new guide available. The title is Five Money Mistakes That Could Crush Your Retirement in the Next 6 Months. Also included is the nation's number one most requested asset protection guide for over 20 years. Inside, you will learn the one secret investment of the top 1% and how to protect your retirement from a runaway spend and tax federal government like we have now. To order your guide today, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. Monetary Gold is rated a top 5 with the Better Business Bureau for 22 years running, as well as with consumer affairs and retirement living. My listeners who open a qualified account now will receive up to $5,000 in free gold or silver. To find out more, call 1-800-267-6500. That's 1-800-267-6500. 1-800-267-6500, or go to monetarygold.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Born in Maine, made in Massachusetts, and now a resident of the Sunshine State, Howie Carr, the original carpetbagger.
This is Toby from Cape Gunworks. We deliver ammo in Massachusetts. That's right, we deliver. And if you spend over $300, shipping is free on all orders. So go to CapeGunworks.com and select standard shipping at checkout. And if you spend more than $300, the shipping's on us. Go to CapeGunworks.com to sign up for a class or to shop online. Cape Gunworks. There has never been a better time to give us a shot.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Little Feat, another great band, forgotten but good on Raycons. 844-500-4242. Actually, Devotion isn't doing badly compared to all these other stinkers that we've been talking about. It made almost $6 million last weekend, and it's done $10 million altogether now. So that's not that, I mean, that's pretty good for what we're seeing now for an adult movie. Okay, the next one is Bones and All. That's made $3.8 million. Love blossoms between a young woman on the margins of society. I'm losing it. And a disenfranchised drifter. A drifter! I guess he's a hero drifter. That rarest of rare things. As they embark on a 3,000-mile odyssey through the back roads of America. I'll bet it feels like the movie is you're on a 3,000-mile odyssey. However, despite their best efforts, all roads lead back to their terrifying past and a final stand. Oh, God, that's enough with that. The Fablemans. This is Steve Spielberg's movie, his autobiographical. Young Sammy Fableman falls in love with movies after his parents take him to see the greatest show on earth. Armed with a camera, Sammy starts to make his own films at home. He's a showbiz kid. As Steely Dan would say, much to the delight of his supportive mother. Oh, boy, that sounds really fabulous. Armageddon Time. A coming-of-age story. Cut! That's all I need to know. A coming-of-age story. And finally, After Sun. This After Sun, it's made less than $1 million. 20 years after their last holiday at a fading vacation resort, Sophie reflects on the rare time spent with her loving and idealistic father, Callum. Well, why don't they have normal names? At 11 years old, as the world of adolescence creeps into Sophie's view, Callum struggles under the weight of life outside of fatherhood. Sophie's recollections become a powerful and heartrending portrait of their relationship as she tries to reconcile the father she knew with the man she didn't.
You know, I'm looking these up as you're talking about them, and all of these actors, whom I've never heard of, they all have the same kind of androgynous look going on. Like, this, they all look the same.
And you know what? That's why every one of us who looks the same, as far as they're concerned, we're not going to see them, because we don't want to see people who look the same and look androgynous and are depressed and have names we can't pronounce. Joe, quickly. Go ahead, quickly, Joe.
Yes, Howie, before COVID, I saw The Mule, but of course, one of the greatest actors ever. And then after COVID, I saw Elvis, Maverick, what was the other movie? 007.
Yeah, so, I mean, you're by modern standards, you're a big moviegoer. We're out of time on this one. Sorry we didn't get to everybody's calls here, but we'll be back tomorrow at 3. Let's go, Brandon. I'm Howie Carr.